Welcome to Conversations with Dr. Stephen Greer. It's brought to you by the World Puja Network. And I'd like to thank the World Puja Network for allowing us to have this time to share with you an update today on the Orion Project and some of the exciting things that are happening there. You can check us out at theorionproject.org on the web. And I'm joined today with Dr. Jan Bravo, who is on the board of directors of the Orion Project, for some exciting and breaking news that has to do with our assembly of a scientific team to develop the technologies that will replace fossil fuels for the world. And I'd like to thank you, Jan, for being with me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, great. Well, why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of what's happened here recently with all the exciting responses we've had from our call for engineers and scientists.
In the last couple of weeks, we made a call for engineers over the website, and actually the response has been wonderful. We've had over 80 responses literally from all over the world. The exciting thing about this is that there are many, many things and many different skills which are needed, and we've received letters and resumes from people with very diverse backgrounds, from well-trained engineering technicians who have worked on exciting projects to PhD physicists, engineers. And in fact, we've even received letters from individuals who are working on their own devices who may wish to partner with us. So it's been a very exciting time. And may I say, they literally have come from all over the world. People are excited about what we're doing.
Right, and it has been a worldwide response. And there's a gentleman that we're all here at my home here near the University of Virginia in Charlottesville this week with the board of directors of the Orion Project and our leadership team, because we have an amazing gentleman who has agreed to work with the Orion Project. And this is really breaking news, and I want to give people a little bit of an idea of how the import of this. This man is someone I met a number of years ago who had followed our work, and I went down to a laboratory where he had been funded by the Department of Defense to build new propulsion systems under contract. And they had found the colonel who had actually classified that work found that once this man had been successful at creating these new energy systems, that they had their funding cut off. And the reason for that is because they were successful. And this is something a lot of people can't imagine could be true, but this is very much the case. Subsequently, we have a scientist who is the top scientist at the world's largest Department of Defense lab in Washington who recreated the system. And this system, independent just from plans, was recreated there, and those people also had the same thing happen. After they had built this system up, some folks visited them from the community of suppression agents, is the best I can describe it, and ordered them to stop work on the project because it was successful. You know, and this is the sort of thing where, you know, you have in this recent election, you know, people calling for tens of billions of dollars to be spent to get us off of foreign oil and to fix the environmental crisis, and you have funding that has been taxpayer money that resulted in this brilliant physicist and engineer and mathematician be able to build up systems that would replace jet engines, that would replace the internal combustion engine, and then they're ordered to stop work on it. Well, this is exactly the kind of madness that has to end, and that's what the orionproject.org is all about. We need your support urgently, and I'm making an urgent appeal this week, and here's why. This particular man who does not want to be identified publicly for reasons that are obvious to anyone who listens carefully to what I'm about to tell you is a man with very high advanced degrees, and has worked in some of the top corporations in the world, including Boeing, and as I mentioned, under contract with the Department of Defense. He has worked on a number of technologies that are under various degrees of patent and patent pending that deal with very, very advanced physics, that deal with extracting energy from what you might call the zero-point energy field or the quantum vacuum flux field, which is the energy field around us in space that could run the entire planet if we would allow these technologies to be developed in a proper fashion. And he works and has been working for most of his life with the intelligence community and also with the government. And his handlers, the people who he has worked with, have now cut him loose to work with us. I'm literally, this man has just in the last couple weeks been allowed to work with us on this project. And they said, yes, work with Dr. Greer on these energy generation systems. The world needs them, and they are ready to come forward. A few years ago, I actually met with the colonel who had classified his early work maybe 3 or 4 years ago on these systems, who told me that if we could get a team of people assembled and the funding in place, he would even declassify everything that this man had worked on just so he could work and bring it out to the world because it is of such importance. This is an opportunity, friends, we cannot miss. We cannot miss this opportunity for this particular genius, frankly, who has a proven track record of building up these systems to come forward with us. And he is committed now to work full-time with the Orion Project as the senior engineer and scientist who would build these systems up. We are expecting that within 12 months we could have a very robust professional system up to and including the mathematical formula and physics worked out and an operational device that would be over a kilowatt of free energy that would run your home or run your business that this gentleman will help us build. Now, the budget, if you go to theorionproject.org, you'll see the budget that we need to put this team together. We need a lot of equipment and a laboratory that we're going to have to set up ourselves. Obviously, we're not going to be using the Department of Defense's laboratories. We need to have a support staff for this gentleman. We need to have other engineers and people who can do fabrication and custom work. So that is not done for a couple $1,000s. That's going to cost at least a couple of $1 million to do, but it can be done. And I'm asking everyone to tell everyone they know that there is a huge sea change that has happened just in the last 2 weeks, and that is a person of this caliber has checked in with his intelligence community handlers, and they have said, yes, you can do this and do it now with the Orion Project. This is a major breakthrough. I cannot overemphasize the importance of it, and we cannot miss this opportunity. If we do, this man will be pulled back into the classified world because that's what he does for a living, and because he has a family to support and has to put food on the table, and he will no longer be available to us. So I tell people that this is the time. This is go or no go for this, and we need everyone to tell everyone in their circle of friends and in their internet mailing list of this breakthrough, and go to theorionproject.org and make a substantial contribution. You know, if there were 2,000 people who would take it upon themselves to each find people in their community and raise $1,000 for the project, that would be $2 million, and we could start this project in 30 days. And I think that there are certainly 2,000 people listening to this interview, and it isn't too much for people to consider that in their network or in their friends and family that they could get people to contribute a tax-deductible $1,000 to be able to move this project forward. We've raised about $370,000 at this point, but that is not going to be enough to do this. So we need your help. Now, the other exciting thing about this particular gentleman is that if there's any large donors listening, and listen very carefully to what I'm about to say, because this is something we've just learned this morning, if there are any large donors who are available who could donate $500,000 or $1 million or a very large amount, the scientist, the senior most scientist in the world's largest Department of Defense laboratory who did reproduce this man's work is willing to have myself and this scientist and this major funder, if we can find it, go to the laboratories in Washington, D.C., and meet with the entire team who worked with this scientist to establish his bona fides to them and to see what he had created. This is an incredible opportunity. This is very serious. I'm putting this out as a challenge. I know that there are people out there listening who know some high net worth people who can write the $500,000 and $1 million or $2 million checks. So that's what we need to do. This is very serious. We're willing to open this up, and the scientist has extended very graciously to receive us at these laboratories, which are classified, by the way. We'll have to go through, have to be pinned and go through there. But we are making this offer because everyone who is in our network, including the friendly people in the government, are desperate to get a solution, and it isn't going to come out of the big Lockheed and Northrop operations that have this stuff but don't want the world to know about it. So we have this a friendly group of people in the government. We have the scientist who's available. We're the leadership team who undoubtedly have the connections to get this out to the world if you have followed the work that we have done over the last 15 years. And now is the time to do it. So this is a very important breaking announcement that I wanted all the listeners of the World Pooja Network to know about and to understand the gravity of this situation. I cannot overemphasize what an enormous opportunity it is to have a man of this caliber who isn't doing it secretively. He has been given explicit permission to work with us to build these systems, explicit permission. And this is unprecedented in the last 50 or 60 years of these sort of hidden technologies and secret technologies. So I suggest that everyone who hears this runs to their computer and tells everyone to listen to this interview and to put together in their own network the ability to get this funded. And if they do know of any significant larger donors, that they should contact me directly at theorionproject.org, and we will arrange, if they check out to be legitimate funders, for a meeting with the senior most scientist at the world's largest Department of Defense lab who did recreate this man's science and technology and can vouch for his bona fides. So this is what we're offering, and I'm hoping that people will step forward. This is, I think, once in a generation or two opportunity, and we simply cannot miss this opportunity. It's just too enormous. Because imagine being able to have a device, a solid-state device, that would be extracting energy from the space, the environmental space around it, the energy that's embedded in space-time, that would run your house and would run your business or run your car with an electric motor, and would never have to be renewed with any fossil fuels, would not have to be on the grid, would not have any polluting emissions at all, would not damage the environment, and would not cost anything. Once you had one of these systems in your possession, you would never have another energy or gas bill. I mean, this would be the liberation of the entire Earth from the oppressive yoke of this economic slavery of the system we have today and of the crushing forces on the environment that are destroying Gaia and are damaging the environment so rapidly. And this is an opportunity for our group as a leadership group and a scientific group to do this. And I'm really pleading with everyone so that they understand what an amazing opportunity this is. In fact, I am going to be picking up at the airport today in Charlottesville this brilliant scientist, and he will be here meeting with our entire team all week to plan the facility and plan the staffing of this operation and the logistics and the security for it. And I'm telling you people that as they're listening to this, that history is happening, because to have someone of this caliber explicitly freed and cut loose by his intelligence handlers, and they have been told, yes, go and work with Dr. Greer and the OrionProject.org and make this happen. It's time for it to happen. This is just something of immense importance.
How absolutely exciting to be part of this. And the most important thing is it's been done. And this is someone who's done it. It's not theoretical. And you can help be a part of that by helping us launch this project. It's already underway. Besides this development, though, there's so much more going on. Would you give us an update on the Stan Meyer developments at this time?
Oh, yes. Well, this is a very interesting thing. We have a one of our disclosure project witnesses. You can see what he did at disclosureproject.org. He's an aerospace PhD scientist who knew of Stan Meyer's work taking water and with very low power being able to dissociate the H2O into hydrogen and oxygen gas to run an engine. And that's what Stan Meyer did. And this man has surfaced, Dr. Paul Sitz, and he is a man who literally met with the team who was sent from Britain. A senior member of the team, an admiral and another senior scientist, was sent from Great Britain to investigate Stan Meyer's work prior to his death. And while he was not part of their testing team, he knew one of the members of the team, and he has confirmed that Stan Meyer's equipment ran as you have heard about, that it actually ran a vehicle only on water by using a very low input signal to dissociate an electric signal at a certain voltage and a certain oscillating resonance to cause the hydrogen and oxygen to be released from water, and the system ran itself and the car. Now, what that means is that this is an independent confirmation by a PhD scientist that the British government had sent a delegation and confirmed that this had worked. We had already had heard that there were NATO officials as well as the CIA that had developed testing of his system prior to his sudden and some think very mysterious and suspicious death back in the 90s. But I think that what we are now finding is that we're getting more confirmation of the legitimacy of the Stan Meyer technology. And I have to say that while we have not acquired the Stan Meyer's equipment yet, that's still in sort of an auction bidding process, and there are new people been coming to the table, and we honestly don't know how high that bidding would be. We have got to be the team to get it, and here's why. We're the only team that could possibly get the actual car that Stan Meyer had and all of his equipment and notes that would be able to make sense of it, because we'll have this brilliant scientist on our team that I just talked about who understands the esoteric physics behind that. And also, we're one of the few groups who have the network, the global network, both within governments and within the public, to be able to get that technology out to the world so that all the 1 billion motor vehicles on the road and engines on the road begin to run on water instead of on gasoline. And the only emissions from this is water vapor, which can be condensed and used back in the tank for further energy propulsion. So this is an enormous potential breakthrough, and the confirmation we've received in the last month from this scientist of the legitimacy of the Stan Meyer technology is very important. We also received last night a very important communication from a person in New Zealand who had met Stan Meyer, and at a meeting he had told people that at this meeting that the information in the patents that Stan Meyer had was not correct for the voltage and the resonance frequency of the electric signal, which is why so many people who tried to recreate Stan Meyer's equipment from the patent have not been able to get it to work, because Stan Meyer, like many inventors, was afraid he would be ripped off, so he put in incorrect information for that particular crucial bit of physical data. Now, this particular man who has surfaced was given the correct information by Stan Meyer himself. So as a team that has this kind of worldwide reach, we know that we're the team that if we get this, when we get this equipment, we will be able to get it to operate and then visualize this. All the cars on the road are running on water, and the wastewater from your shower is running a generator that runs your home with nothing but water vapor as the pollutant, which, of course, can go through a condenser to run it further. So these are the kinds of breakthroughs. And by the way, the reason we're working on both of these things is that we need a transitional technology that converts all the existing motors in the world to something clean. Because even if we had today a free energy generator that was getting energy from the zero-point energy field and that was able to run your house, your car is an internal combustion engine that runs on fuel. Well, the fuel needs to become water and not gasoline, because then there's zero emissions, no pollution, we're all foreign oil, we can extricate ourselves from the Middle East, we can say adios to Iraq. I mean, it's an enormous, huge thing. And when you think about it, there are so much of our society, all of our society is already running on these sort of engines, and we need to be able to replace them with something that is clean and retrofit them. And this can be done. This is exactly what Stan Meyer was doing. We also have reports that his system, we have two independent reports that a CIA-affiliated jet had been retrofitted, and the jet, a Learjet, was running on water with some additives so the water wouldn't freeze, of course. And that, imagine, I mean, the amount of pollution that's going into the air from conventional jet engines. So the Earth is two-thirds covered with water, with oceans. You can desalinate it. You can have it as a source of energy. Hydrogen, which is the primary source of energy in H2O when it becomes a gas, is the most ubiquitous and plentiful substance in the universe. And so, and the beauty of it is that when it is burned in all these 1 billion existing internal combustion engine vehicles on the road, the only thing that comes out of the tailpipe is water. And, of course, in this case, you could get rid of the tailpipe and have the water vapor condensed and go right back into the water tank. So this could be an enormous retrofit for existing systems that are doing so much environmental damage, whether it be oil burners on furnaces, whether it be gas furnaces, gasoline engines, diesel engines, what have you. Now, of course, there's a lot of research that has to go into getting these kits so that you could retrofit that system, but it can be done, and in fact, it has been done. Dr. Bravo and I met with another team in Oklahoma that had done this on a police cruiser where they had an on-demand water system, but they were too afraid to bring it out to the public, and so they kept it secret because they were afraid that they would run into the buzzsaw of the big cartels who want to keep this sort of thing away from the public, which does happen. Luckily, our group has enough clout, frankly, and enough leadership within it to get these things out to the public, and the good people at the World Pollution Network and other networks would hear about this right away as soon as we have one of these things operational. It would not be kept secret by us, and our whole goal is to disclose these things as soon as we can. So we're bringing you all of this breaking news this week because we know that everything is in place now to have an enormous transformation of how we live on Earth. Imagine a world where there is no poverty, where there is abundance, where the energy is free, where there is no pollution in the world, where 100% of what we use can be recycled, because the only thing stopping us from recycling everything right now is the energy cost of doing so, which causes so much pollution, you get to the point of diminishing return. So imagine a world where you have this sort of pristine, beautiful planet, and yet at the same time a high-tech society, and we're no longer spending $1 trillion on this idiotic war in Iraq, and we're no longer you know, damaging the environment unnecessarily, that the technologies that have been known for so many years and have been kept secret for so many years finally are allowed to be given to the people of the world and to all of humanity for this kind of purpose. This is what the OrionProject.org is about, and we hope you will go to the website, contribute generously, and tell all of your friends and family about this enormous breakthrough that has happened in the past couple of weeks.
Yes, we know we have so much interest and so many people asking us about the Stanmeyer development. So we now have we know that we have the people who can develop this and bring it out quickly. That's the important point. With the network that we have, we will develop this very quickly and bring it out as soon as possible for everybody. So again, you can help us do that. And we appreciate that everyone's interested and wants to get it out there. But help us. Come on board with us. Help us do it. We'll keep you informed as we go along. And with all that's happened for us at this time, I think the most obvious question is, what are your thoughts on the development of new energy sources vis-a-vis the new administration coming in?
Well, I think there's a lot of promising comments that have been made by President-elect Obama, although I will say McCain made some similar ones about the need for getting off of foreign oil and fossil fuels and of starting a whole new economy based on new energy. Now, where Mr. Obama is very wrong is his emphasis on biofuels, which are really one step forward and five steps backwards. The only people who benefit from biofuels are Archer Daniels Midland Corporation and big agribusiness and the senators who give money to farmers in those states because it's very polluting. The carbon footprint of biofuels is worse than if you just used Chevron gasoline or Exxon Mobil gasoline. But the truth of the matter is that they do want to start a new economy around new energy. Now, obviously, because he was a state senator just till 4 years ago, Mr. Obama has no knowledge of these classified projects, and I'm sure that even if he asked about them, he would not be told the truth about them. This is something that we have to address as a public interest group, and we will. I won't comment on that any further. You can read between the lines. I mean, he's going to get informed. But I think it's very promising that he has spoken very forcefully about the need for bringing out the new technologies and creating a whole new economy around energy because, let's face it, we have an enormous task ahead of us to retrofit the entire country and indeed the entire world on non-polluting forms of energy. Well, this will create millions, not thousands, millions of new high-tech jobs. Imagine the industries that can sprout up by retiring the old electric utility grid and having manufacturing and installation and distribution of generators that would run your home or business on the type of zero-point energy generator that this brilliant scientist is capable of building for us. Imagine the huge number of jobs that would be created by having in every town people who could put on your vehicle a retrofitting kit so your vehicle runs on water instead of gasoline. Plus, those kits would have to be manufactured. There would be R&D. There would be distribution and manufacturing. We're talking millions and millions of new jobs that would not only free us from the economic meltdown that we're facing and the global economic slavery of the zero-point game of fossil fuels, but we would also save the Earth's environment. So I'm very gratified to know that one of the chief central strategies of the new administration is to support new energy technologies because it will create jobs and create new wealth and abundance in the world by creating whole new industries, much like the internet did and the computer industry did in the 70s and 80s and 90s. So that's the next big wave. And now what, of course, they don't know about, and what his advisors at the Department of Energy and others will frankly lie to President Obama about, is the existence of these previously classified zero-point electromagnetogravitic or so-called anti-gravity technologies and free energy technologies, because most of the folks either don't know about it, or if they do, they don't want it to come out because it'll be a very quick retirement of the oil industry executives. They will be needed and necessary within 10 to 20 years. But I think that that's why it's very important for an independent group such as ours, who is not part of the government, who is an independent non-governmental organization, an NGO, to support this research, but also to support the public education on this, so that the focus is properly tuned in on what the real solutions are going to be. I mean, I have no problem, of course, with windmills and solar, but they're very expensive. I looked into converting my home to wind and solar, and it was going to cost over $100,000. Well, I don't know of many people who can write a check for $100,000 to make their house totally independent from, and I'm talking all heating, all cooling, everything, not, you know, scaling back on your energy use at all, but just converting it to a wind and solar system. It is so expensive for the average homeowner to do. And so I think that we have these other approaches that are not getting any media attention and are not getting the attention of our political leaders, and that needs to change. And that is one of our objectives in the next, in the coming year, in 2009. But I am very gratified to see that this is at least the discussion about new energy technologies and the kind of economic benefit and environmental benefit they would bring is really at the centerpiece, in fact, of the new administration's economic plan. Their economic plan is going to have this as one of their chief things that they'll be focusing on, and correctly so, because it is an area where a little bit of priming of the pump on these new energy technologies would launch in the world entirely new industries and economies of scale that would really help them out of the current financial situation in the world, as well as the environmental situation in the world. So we are going to, of course, be emphasizing that in our discussions with people in the government that we have access to, and also we're emphasizing this as a non-profit educational group to the public through this sort of interview and others that we're doing on the World Puja Network. And we would ask that people think seriously about what the consequences of this will be, of the enormous benefit to the economy and to the growing unemployment rate, to be able to launch entirely new industries that, rather than there be sort of make work projects or projects of drilling more oil or what have you, which it really doesn't generate many jobs at all, these new technologies would generate enormous new jobs, and the economic benefit will ricochet through the economy and lift everyone upward. So it's going to be an amazing development, and I think that this is going to be the big news of 2009 and 2010, frankly. And these technologies are really going to be the answer, because with them we can also retire the grid. A lot of people don't realize that the electric utility grid in America is collapsing. Many of the components in it have been there since before I was born. They're literally ancient. The majority of transformers that are out there have already passed their functional life. And so, you know, one of the problems with wind farms and solar farms is that there's no way to distribute that energy from the parts of the country where there's a lot of wind or sun to the other parts of the country because the electric grid is already at near collapse. It's so creaky. So my recommendation, rather than building up that grid again, which we started in the early 1900s, is to retire the grid and get these new energy technologies out so no one needs to be on the grid at all, that every single home and every business will have its own energy plant, as it were, by having one of these generators, and you would not need the grid. And the grid and the central power plants that go with it would just be gradually, over the next 10 or 20 years, retired, and all that ugly, all those ugly things would be just out of our landscape. So that's really going to be the solution. And it's sort of like in Africa, where they didn't have landlines and telephones, and they went straight from having no means of communications to satellite and cell phones, and it's sort of in a nonlinear fashion. And I see that happening as the next big wave and strategy for energy generation. And imagine not having, if you're in a city or a town or even out in the country, look at all those ugly utility poles and lines, which every time there's a hurricane or a windstorm or a tornado or an ice storm, they fall down and your power goes out. Well, we can retire that grid with these new technologies. It is an enormous benefit to the quality of life, to the economy, and to the environment. And that's why we think that the emphasis for this discussion for a new economy based on new energy technologies needs to be on these decentralized generator systems, whether they be from water or whether they be from the zero-point energy field. Those are the real solutions that we're looking for.
And imagine if countries aren't having to fight among each other for resources. An end product, just keep moving on this line, is the probability that countries will get along. We know that so much of the political strife today is for resources, fossil fuels, lines being drawn here, there. What an exciting thought as we see everyone having enough.
Well, the other thing is that consider the fact that if you look at the history of the 20th century, we have actually in the last 10 to 20 years had a growing gap between the haves and the have-nots, which breeds resentment, terrorism, and all kinds of geopolitical instability. And that if these technologies can be released, and this is what we would do, is that if you can go to the OrionProject.org and contribute to this effort so that this scientist and others like him that we've identified can work together in the coming few months to build up one of these generators, we can then announce to the world that hope is on the way, help is on the way, that there doesn't have to be this growing, enormous burden of poverty and strife around the current zero-sum game of fossil fuels, where you have more and more people fighting over a smaller and smaller pool of resources. Because what you're doing with these technologies is that the pool is an infinite sea of energy that is at the basis of all matter and all space-time. And so when you talk about that, it's something where you then shift your psychology to a world of almost required poverty with the kind of energy system we have today, fossil fuels, that requires the majority of the world's population to live in poverty, where, you know, you have something like almost half the world's population living on less than $2 a day, that kind of poverty cannot be ameliorated by punching more holes in the ground for oil. Obviously, impoverished areas, if we can't afford wind and solar, how could that be afforded in sub-Saharan Africa or in the Amazon, where they're cutting down the rainforest for charcoal, or in parts of Asia? It simply isn't going to be done quickly enough for the numbers of people on the planet. And so it's very important to understand that we've got to get out of the box. We need to think of new technologies that and new sciences, and we know they exist. We can prove they exist. If you go to theorionproject.org, you will see the historical record of the existence of these technologies all the way back to the early part of the 1900s. Now we have a scientist who is wanting to work with us full-time, who's been released from the intelligence community, who has built these systems for Boeing and for large corporations and for governmental operations, who is now ready to work with us if we can support him in a properly funded and managed project. This is our own chance to do something amazing. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for everyone listening to understand how important this is. And as I said, if 2,000 people who are listening would each contribute $1,000 or find in their pool of friends and family $1,000, that would be the $2 million we need to add to what we've already raised to get this going. And that could happen in 30 days if everyone would just consider what we're asking for. It's a simple thing to ask for, really. A lot of people on this team have made huge sacrifices personally. We're just asking for a little bit of sacrifice and help from everyone else. And if we all pull our resources, we can do it. And I'm sure that we can do it, and we need to do it here very quickly in the next 30 to 60 days.
I have to say, I wish that everyone could see the impeccable credentials of some of the people who wish to come work for the Orion Project. They say that they know that what we're doing, everyone says that they know that what we're doing is different and important, and their spirit is there. So we just need to provide the plant because we have the people, we have the minds that can do this, and again, that can do it as quickly as possible, but we do need your help, and we'd appreciate your help, and you have a way to be part of this. And as I say, we'll keep you up to date, but help us move quickly on this because we have the minds and we have the people to do it.
And the other thing to point out about this gentleman who's coming, he's extremely well-respected. I mean, he's been published in numerous peer-reviewed journals for his work, and he has a number of patents and patents pending in areas of very advanced physics and sciences. You know, this is not someone who's a garage tinkerer, if you get my drift. And, to be able to have someone like this who's flying in today to Charlottesville to meet with us all week to do this, and all we're asking of the people who are at the World Pooja Network is to network with their friends. And, I mean, if each person found 10 or 20 other people to make a modest contribution in the next few weeks, we would have the funds to start our own lab and get this guy up and running with a team of people where, honestly, the world will be made anew. I mean, it really is of that magnitude of importance. And the other thing I wish to emphasize is that because of this opportunity happening at the same time that a new administration that has declared new energy technologies to be the central focus of their economic resuscitation plan, that imagine the wonderful sort of coincidence of being able to have this gentleman working on these technologies and get something built so that we can present this to the people of the United States and to the people of the world, and where then there could be this coalition of support from the private sector, from the financial sector, and from the governments of the world. I also want to emphasize that we have very good relations with the European Union and one of the governments there that are watching this development. I think that if we can bring out a proof of principle prototype that is in the kilowatt or more range, that's a free energy system. And what I mean by that is that it would be started by a battery that would stay charged while it's running a kilowatt or more worth of appliances and things in your home. That is what our goal is. But to come up with that is a very significant engineering feat, but we've now got the team to do it. And we have got to support that team and we need to do it not, you know, in a year or two. We need to do it in the next 30 to 60 days. So we're calling on everyone to help us with this. It is such an exciting development. All of these developments are very exciting. And I think that we can bring out the wonderful transitional technologies of having water replace the current internal combustion engines at the same time that we are building up a totally new source of motors and generators, so that eventually all the motors in the world and all the cars and vehicles and power plants in the world will be running off this zero-point energy field rather than fossil fuels and oil and what have you. I was also want to point out that those of you who live in the eastern United States, you get most of your electricity from coal. And the way they're getting coal today is called MTR, mountaintop removal. And I've been looking at this. They literally, all of West Virginia and Kentucky, eastern Kentucky, you go out there and entire areas of pristine, gorgeous, almost subtropical forest and wilderness are being blown to smithereens. They blow up the top of the mountain to expose the veins of coal to scoop them out. It is destroying all the waterways, it's destroying the air, it's destroying the beautiful environment and wildlife. It is a holocaust. You would think that this would be illegal, but in reality, since the 90s and now in the last few years, since the literally tripling in coal prices, they're blowing up every single mountaintop and hill they can find where there's coal underneath. It is an environmental holocaust. We have to stop this. And the only way we're going to stop it, frankly, is to come out with energy generation technologies that don't use coal and that can be implemented quickly. And I don't see any other solution besides the ones we're describing today on this interview. So I'm reminding people of the enormous environmental consequences of how we're living on this planet and the fact that we need to lift the burden that we have placed on the Earth, the children of the Earth. We have the ability to do it. And I know we have the means to do it if people would all just collect their efforts together and network this to the right people for us. Because we're, you know, we're busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working on these issues without pay. I mean, Dr. Bravo and myself and Dr. Loader are all doing this without any pay. We're doing this as total volunteers out of the goodness of our hearts, but we need your help. We really need people to say, gee, I can help, and whether it's a small or large amount. But if you find other people, everyone knows, you know, 10, 20 people in your social and work network and your family network who can be educated on this and who can join with you in making a contribution. And so that's what we're asking people to do today.
I would like to inject one comment. It's rather a touching story, but we appreciate all the people who have donated, large and small. But in our newsletter this week, I commented about a young man who works at entry-level jobs. He works two entry-level jobs for little pay, but he's happy in his job. He's happy every day to do what he does. This young man donated $500 to the Orion Project. But the more touching part of this was that this young man has Fragile X syndrome. This is a syndrome of physical and mental disabilities, but he understands that what we're doing is important. And I just want to thank him. He knows who he is. And if this young man can give from his heart, I think everyone just needs to check your own heart. And whatever you can give, big or small, it is important and it does help. And as Dr. Greer just mentioned, it goes for the work. It's not paying us, it's paying for the work to get these devices out. I would like to make one more comment because we spoke about the Stanmeyer developments earlier. I have had many people write me saying they're working on the Stanmeyer, they've worked on the Stanmeyer or tried to develop a Stanmeyer device and can't do it. Well, you've just heard why. We believe that we can, and we certainly have the best minds to do it. So help us get that and get that equipment and go further. We would like to do it if we can, and our best position, as was mentioned. So do help us.
Well, I also point out that the people who actually have who inherited all of Stan Meyer's water car and other equipment. Although they had told us that the auctioning would be closed at the end of August, and now, of course, it's already in the middle of November, they're now saying that they will have that process concluded by the end of December. So we're hoping they stick to that. I don't control what their decisions are. Obviously, they're trying to get the most they can for this equipment, which I frankly believe is unfortunate. Had we been allowed to work with this equipment in late January of 08 when we first saw it, we probably would have it up and running and out to the world by now. But I, you know, again, the people who have this particular equipment, they have their own agenda, as it were, and we don't control that. All I can say is that we need to have enough funds so that we can compete to get it and then support the research team that would need to be put around the equipment to get it operating again and study it properly. Because the printed material and patents, as we mentioned and we have learned just last night, were deliberately had information that was wrong in it because Stan Meyer was afraid of being ripped off. And many inventors get into what I call this paranoid inventor syndrome, which is very regrettable, but is a long and colorful history of inventors doing that. However, we have people who have the correct information of how to utilize this system, and once we have the actual physical devices in our possession, it will very much quicken the process of doing that. So we do need to have support for that as well. We're hoping that in the next 6 weeks that the family that now is holding all that equipment will be true to their word and allow the conclusion of this bidding process, although I don't, as I mentioned, have any control over that, because if I did, we would have been working on this material since late January of 08. It is, however, important to understand that there are a couple of other groups that are bidding against the Orion project for this. We do not know how high the bidding will go. I think it will go into at least the low $150,000-$120,000 range. So we're going to need to have people to help us to be sure that this these devices don't fall into the black pit of Calcutta, because I'm certain, frankly, that the other groups that are bidding for it, number one, will probably never get them to work. Number two, if they got them to work, they do not have the clout, the contacts, the strategy, and the leadership to get it out to the world and to make it through the well-established and proven suppression efforts that have kept this sort of thing off of the market for many decades. So I'm afraid that if another group besides the Orion Project does take possession of this equipment, which we now have had confirmed to us was tested and proven to be legitimate by the British government with an admiral in charge of that team for testing, that if it does fall into the hands of another group, it will be lost to posterity, in my opinion. It's very unlikely that they will succeed in getting it to operate and get it out to the world. I think that, frankly, we're the only group that has the ability to do that. Dr. Tom Bearden and other PhD physicists who are experts in this area have stated so as well to others, that it's very unlikely anyone but our group can succeed at doing this. So I think that we need to not miss that opportunity, just like we need to be sure we facilitate this opportunity to have this wonderful scientist work with us as soon as possible to build up a new energy device that would be able to run your home or business on the energy from the zero-point energy field, which is the energy of the field of free energy that's teeming all around us that has been proven to exist in mainstream physics journals, but which the devices that actually tap into that field have always either been confiscated or have been suppressed or bought out or simply withered on the vine because the inventor didn't know how to get it out to the world before they passed away, such as in the case of Stan Meyer. So I think that we really are living in an extraordinary time where there's this sort of conjunction of opportunities with a new administration that does want to do new energy projects, with this scientist who's been released and permitted by his his handlers in the intelligence community to explicitly work with us on developing these new energy generation technologies. The Stan Meyer equipment, which until a few months ago was thought to have been lost to posterity, and no one even thought it even existed anymore, and we have found it. I mean, all of these things are happening just in the last few months. It's very, very exciting. And to make it real, we're going to need the help of everyone at the World Pooja Network who's listening, and networking this to all of your friends and family will help us.
And another thought is, someone has to be first to do this. We would love for anyone else to do it, but they haven't and haven't been able to. We have the network to do so. And think of this, once we have done so and been successful and make it safe for other people to do this, there will be a quantum leap. All people who have been working on devices that have been suppressed, it'll be safe for them to come out and everyone will benefit. So it won't just be us. We want the world to benefit. We really mean that. And we're glad for other people to come forward. And I'd love for someone to have something come out tomorrow, but we know how difficult it is. That's why we've built this network of people all over the world to help us do this. So please do your best to help us do this. We're quite excited and hope you are too.
Well, I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to the World Pooja Network. And it was great having Dr. Jan Bravo with me today, and she is on the board of directors of the OrionProject.org, and she has sacrificed much of her time and resources to help get us this far, and I'd like to thank her on behalf of the world and on behalf of our team. And I think that we're really blessed to have such an amazing group of people working with us who are genuinely spiritually minded. They're concerned about the welfare of the world, and yet they're also very competent scientists and PhDs and engineers, and it's just exactly the right team. It's the team that the world needs right now to bring out the solutions that the world is hungry for, and what a gift to give our children and our children's children. It is a new way that we live on the earth where there's abundance and where the earth is preserved in its pristine form. I have just learned that I'm going to have a second grandson born in March, and I would like to think that the world that we'll be leaving to our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be one of abundance and free of pollution, and will be one where everyone is living together peacefully, and where then they can begin to be concerned about the pursuit of higher states of consciousness and spiritual development, rather than just trying to eke out a living, scrapping, fighting over every little bit of resource we have. We have the ability to make an entirely new civilization a reality on this planet within our lifetime, and I think that's what we're truly dedicated to. This is the true vision of the Orion Project.org, and I'm sure everyone at the World Pooja Network share that vision with us, and I thank everyone for their help, their support, and their help, and their words of encouragement, and for your networking help, which is really so key on a project like this. So I'd like to thank all of you, and until we meet again in our next interview, I'll be with Linda Willits talking about the astonishing events that just happened at Joshua Tree National Park last week during our expedition under the stars, and it was the most astonishing events in the history of that project, and we'll be talking about that in our next interview on the World Pooja Network. Thank you all, and thanks to all the good folks who brought you this program at the World Pooja Network.